The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Oh, I want words.
Oh, I know. You know, we tried to make a song out of that music. We tried to do words. It just didn't click.
Anybody over there in Lee?
Mm.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Give us some words, some lyrics.
To the music from the Pink Panther.
Uh-huh.
We wanted a song written by someone.
Yep.
And emailed to
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
This is Lynn.
Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
WTBR 89.7 FM. And the Lee Station call numbers
are... Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
881 WSBR.
That's in Lee and South County. Welcome. If this is your first time listening, we are a show that just talks about stuff. That's it. Simple and sweet.
In the TV show BJ and the Bear, who was Bear? Was it BJ's pet chimpanzee, BJ's pet black bear cub, or BJ's pet Rottweiler?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Number two. Darren McGavin played a reporter who investigated crimes of a supernatural nature in which TV show? Cold Shack the Night Stalker, Night Gallery, or Dark Shadows?
Hmm.
And which variety show ran from 1971 to 74 and featured comedy sketches and musical productions from this husband and wife recording team? Tony Orlando and Dawn, Sonny and Cher, Pink Lady and Jeff.
I only got one. Correct.
Mm.
We will repeat this at the top of the second half of our show, and you get the answers at the end. Mm. Do you have a disclaimer to play for us today?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We have to play this disclaimer because we're told to, and we do what we're told.
Well, sort of.
We are a very compliant couple here, partnership. Very compliant people, because
okay.
We don't want to be thrown out from here. We would like to be here another 10 years. Here we go.
That was not a good choice. Hold on.
It's good music, but if we don't know what it is. It's producers. So believe it or not, the disclaimer was in there. It's kind of like a hidden picture thing. You know those books, got to find the hidden things?
I like those.
I love those.
Yeah.
That's what that was. It was the hidden picture thing.
I buy the little tiny kids' books that have those
hidden pictures.
That yeah.
was in, what was the Highlights magazine
yep.
when we were kids.
Yep. Yep.
There's another thing that kids probably won't.
No, that's still out and around.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I loved Highlights. That was great. And Mad Magazine, that was another one that I liked.
That was a little off.
It was weird. It was very weird. I don't know what it's like now.
I have no idea.
It wasn't vulgar back then.
No.
It was just weird.
Probably is now.
Yes. So we're going to talk about some things. I'm actually going to talk about things that... things from the past that the younger generations don't even know they are missing out on. And you have?
I have some tips and tricks and hints and hacks and stuff like that.
Take it away, Bev.
This is kind of weird. Clean your bath with grapefruit.
Oh.
Now, that's all it says, so I don't know. Did you take a grapefruit and just rub it over the bathtub or something?
Well, I can. I don't really love grapefruit. So,
you don't have to eat it. Just
well, what I mean is, if I bought one, maybe I would. I don't. Citrus. Maybe because it's citrus, it cleans well.
It could probably be. Yeah.
Maybe you could take your grapefruit, eat your grapefruit, and then use it in the shower and.
Not after you eat it.
Well, just smear it.
How would you get it into the shower?
Well. So when I was a kid, my mom would cut the grapefruit in half.
Uh-huh.
And then...
add sugar?
Cut around it with a knife and cut the little sections for us. And we had a grapefruit spoon.
It was good, yeah.
It had the little, like a little jaggy end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, sugar. So then you eat it, and now you have that cup.
Yep.
And you can go into the bathroom and smash the cup on the tub and smear it around.
Well, maybe. Okay.
You know what? I will try this on my glass door in my shower.
Okay.
Because, you know, it builds up. No matter how much you clean, you get that.
That film.
That film.
Yeah.
And I am going to buy a grapefruit and
just
try
to
it.
Do that.
Just to try it.
Well, I can't buy grapefruit anymore because I can't eat it because, you know, once you get old, you get on meds and you don't like grapefruit.
And you can't have grapefruit.
Nope.
Yeah. Interesting.
I used to like the sweet stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So, we were talking about things that our kids don't know and the younger generation really doesn't know. We used to be able to call the zero and ask the operator for the weather.
Yeah.
And then they graduated to where you could call a number and you would get a recorded weather.
Yep.
You could actually call 411.
For information.
This is terrible. I would call 411 as a kid and ask what time it was. I don't know why. and... they were so patient, these people that answered the phones when you dialed zero and you called and asked for the time or you asked for the weather. It says here, stupid and small, but I used to love calling time and weather. At the tone, the time will be, and then it would say.
Yeah.
We had a rotary phone that would actually call after the first three numbers, so you didn't have to dial the random four, the final random four. That never happened to me.
Me neither.
I don't understand that.
Did you ever listen in on calls if you had a line that had other people on it?
A party line?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you just picked up the phone and they were there?
I picked up the phone and they were talking and I just... Then finally when they realized I was there, I said, oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
How did they know you were there?
They could hear me breathing.
Oh. So there you go, kids. We had party lines.
we made a party of them.
You'd have to pick up the phone and say, excuse me, I need to call my brother. Can you hang up your call for now while I call my brother? And they would say,
no, I'm giving the recipe for dumplings.
And then you could, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This one's a little weird, too. Sleep on your back. This permits even blood dissemination.
Dissemination?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it sounds really scary.
It's like, I've seen these little things all over the place that say, don't ever sleep on your right side.
Because of your heart?
I don't know. They never give you the answer. They just say, don't ever sleep on your right side.
What's the wrong side?
Ha-ha. The right side.
What a bump. I have never slept on my back. Have you?
Yeah, I wake up that way.
Do you? You know, I would flip over. I would not be able to sleep on my back.
Well, I go on my side when I first go to sleep, but I always wake up on my back.
You too. I wonder.
Maybe my blood is telling me something.
Your blood is disseminating.
Oh.
Hey, do you remember waiting by the radio, praying that they would play your favorite song?
Sure.
And you'd wait and you'd wait and you'd wait. And then the song would come and the DJ would start to talk.
Oh.
And you'd really want to hear the song. And you'd have to call the station to find out the name of the song if you didn't know it. Remember that?
That, I have a cure for that. Something for that.
Okay.
If you have a melody latched onto your subconscious mind yet can't imagine the name, MIDOMI.com permits you to sing or murmur the tune into your PC or telephone, and it will track it down.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Midomi.
Midomi.com. How often does that happen?
A lot.
Especially now. Remember that song, honey? Remember that song? You know, that guy sang it on that show.
They have to have the one now. They say, remember the guy that was doing the guy there that was with the girl? And
yes. Uh-huh. We do it all the time. And then you wake up in bed 2 days later.
Oh, yeah.
And the name pops in your head. Or you're walking through the grocery store and you say, oh, Neil Diamond. And then you call the person and say, I just thought of it. It was Neil Diamond. And then you're really happy that you remembered it and you're not going crazy.
You're not, no dementia.
Oh, my gosh. And then we would call the radio show contests.
Oh, yeah. If you're caller number 3.
Mm-hmm. And you call and you dial and you dial. And I used to do this thing where I would dial the number and then I would hold, because we had the rotary phone.
Yeah.
I would dial the whole number, you know, 443, blah, 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 blah. And I would hold the last number so that it didn't spin back around. And then when they'd say, call now, I'd let go. And I would get right in. And sometimes I would get in and sometimes it was busy. And sometimes I wasn't the right caller and I had to try again. Those were fun. That was so fun. We had so much time on our hands to be able to do stuff like that.
I used to watch the videos where the parents gave the teenagers the phone and said, how do you use this? And they just could not mm-hmm. get it to work.
Didn't know what to do. There was a video like that with a little kid. I think it was maybe a 5 or 6 year old, and they put an old phone, the black phone with the handle and the rotary.
Uh-huh.
And they told, excuse me, they told the child,
go ahead and make a call.
Take that and make a call. And did not know to pick up the handle, but then figured that out. Pushed those little circles in the rotary phone. Kept pressing the circles.
Aww.
Had no idea that that spun around and that you could make a call by spinning. Oh, my gosh.
All right. I don't know what this one means, so you're going to have to give me an idea. Use ice cubes to eliminate table wax.
Oh, yeah. So the ice cube makes the wax really, really hard. It freezes it. So you can scrape it off with a butter knife.
Doesn't that ruin the table finish?
Well, that's... it wasn't a tablecloth?
No.
It was on the table?
Oh, I don't know.
So on a cloth, I don't know about on a table. Yeah, I'd be afraid to ruin the finish.
So you think they mean use ice cubes on your tablecloth?
Yeah, but if I ever got it on a table, I think I would try to melt the wax so I could wipe it off somehow, melt it with a hairdryer maybe?
Hot hairdryer.
Uh-huh.
That would do
it. And then I would melt it and wipe it off or peel it, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So do you remember calling a business and having a nice, helpful person answer the phone within 4 rings? And then help you? and talk to you?
Yeah.
It says here, this person wrote in and said, I'm feeling this hard. Yesterday I spent 45 minutes on the phone. A total of 3 minutes I was talking to an actual human. Two of the humans couldn't help me and had to transfer me to a third who initially kept repeating the script until they realized what I actually needed. This took 45 minutes.
Wow.
Because they just didn't get it. Yeah, it's always nice. I find that sometimes when I want to talk to a human, I just keep pushing the zero.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally get someone.
Do you know what I like more about the older phones than the new phones? Is if you have it in your pocket and somebody calls you, you've got to find it in your pocket and bring it out. You've got to make sure that you put in your right number or something in the top, and then you press go. By the time you get it all set up, the person is hung up. The old days, all you did was lift the receiver and boom, there they were.
Yeah. And if someone tried to call you and you're on the phone, they got a busy signal.
Yeah.
And they just had to wait.
And you don't get busy signals anymore.
Mm-mm.
I just realized that.
Mm-hmm. So if I said to maybe one of my grandchildren today, what's a busy signal? I don't know that they would know how to answer that question.
You're going to have to ask.
Crazy.
Okay. Did you know that ketchup is a good thing to clean copper with?
No.
Yeah. But it is.
Ah. I don't think I have any copper. Do you have any copper?
Uh-huh.
Try it.
I love copper.
Do you have ketchup?
Probably not.
Do you have ketchup or ketchup?
Well, if one can catch the other, then then I'll have it to sup.
I think it's Hunt's that's sup. C-A-T-S-U-P.
Yep, ketchup.
And I think it's Heinz that's K-E-T-H-U-P.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Oh,
isn't that funny how they do that?
Is it ketchup or ketchup?
Ketchup. Like ketchup. Catch up with me in the race. K-E-T...
Is it U-P or I-P?
K... K-catch... up. K-E-T-C-H-U-P. Ketchup. Or C-A-T-S-U-P. Ketchup. And it's so bizarre that it's the same thing, spelled different.
Yep.
I'd like to know why.
I'll find out.
Email us, too, if you know.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
I have a frog in my throat today.
Well, I had one last time, so I gave it over to you.
So here's one that that kids won't know. Being able to go out cruising with your friends and nobody knows where you are or what you're doing, and the only rule is to be home at a certain time. I feel bad for kids whose parents watch their every single move.
Helicopter parents.
I can't imagine how suffocating that must feel. Feel is what it says here. This isn't what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, in defense of the parents, this is a tough world we live in.
It is.
And it's really scary to know your kids could be in danger.
In the olden days, they opened the front door and said, go out and play, and then they closed the door and locked it.
I don't know. I don't know about the locking part.
Mine did.
But it was. Go out and play and see you at dinner.
Well, we lived in the country, so, you know, there was always something to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go out, and they didn't know where you were. There was no way to check.
And if they moved, you'd always find them.
Maybe not. Maybe that's why they moved.
Okay.
What do you have next?
To dispose of garlic smell on hands, clean up with a cleanser and rub them on a spoon.
A spoon?
S-P-O-O-N.
I have seen blocks of, I don't know if it's silver or where you, it's like a bar of soap.
Yeah.
And you rub your hands on it.
But it's that, yeah.
Stainless steel or silver?
Something like that.
Ah, I like the smell of garlic.
For a little while.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
To know whether somebody is keen on your discussion, cross your arms. They will make a similar motion if they are.
Is that so?
How about that?
We just tried it. I like the whole that body language whole thing, that whole mirroring, and I like that.
Some of it works and some of it doesn't.
It's interesting. Try it. Try it sometime.
Do you have a home button on your phone?
I don't think so.
Because this one says, to rapidly and prudently call 911, just quickly press the iPhone home button multiple times.
I don't have...
A home button?
I don't think I'm looking at my phone. I don't see a home button. Not sure where it would be.
I have butt called them.
What are you supposed to do?
Press your home button multiple times.
Well, I'm touching my screen multiple times because I don't see a home. There's no home button. Hey, is there a home button that we're missing, you guys? Tell us. You know the email address.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
People are going to be laying in bed at night and they're going to be hearing stuffingforus@gmail.com. I don't have a home button.
Well, maybe that's one that we used to have and don't remember having.
Maybe. Maybe so. Okay. Oh, my.
What you got?
White space in our lives where they won't know about white space.
Six, I don't know about white space.
Six TV channels instead of hundreds. Unscheduled time for kids. Just kids just not doing anything.
Right.
Kids just
right.
hanging out. Summer evenings where you just sat outside. For me, it was a city front stoop where people would talk to each other, according to this writer.
Mm-hmm.
Reading a newspaper. Just relaxing and reading a newspaper. Working on your car. Playing card games with your family. An hour of homework instead of endless homework. And I always thought homework was, you know, and I could be wrong.
Okay.
But for me, I feel like teaching is done in school, and when you come home, it's family time, and it's not hours and hours of homework. If you have six classes and you get an hour of homework from every single teacher,
you'd never get it done.
How can you do that? It's so much pressure. Learn in the classroom. If you're going to do homework, do something very minimal.
I agree partly with you. And on the little bit of homework, not overwhelming bunches of homework. Mm. But I do think it does seem to set it in your mind if you do homework. I liked doing homework.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't think I minded it. I think I minded how much of it. It was pressure. It was pressure. Did I say it was pressure?
Slightly. I think it's yeah, just push it a little bit more.
Yeah, it just seems that there's no time. And then again, you've got sports, right? So you wonder how many families don't really sit down together as a family and eat dinner together. You know, it's rush and rush and go and go and go and go and go and go. Mm-hmm, so that's what this is saying. The white space in our lives disappears, like just sitting.
I thought it was like pink noise, brown noise, white noise.
I did too at first.
Okay.
And then we read it and now we're set.
Okay.
Okay.
One 18-inch pizza, apparently, is more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas.
Explain that again.
One 18-inch pizza is more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas. I don't know why they say that, but I'm thinking if you cut up a 12-inch pizza and put it on the 18-inch pizza and somehow...
Oh, because you're gaining 2 inches of more pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you said the 18 is 12, so it's to be 24. Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like someone to show me that. I wonder if it has to do with cutting an 18-inch pizza into squares. You know how you can do the squares instead of the triangles?
Yeah.
If you get more pizza because you can cut more squares out of the 18 than the 12 and the 12. I would love to see that demonstrated.
Yeah.
Check on that and find that out.
I've been hungering for pizza for a long time now.
I'm hungering right now for it because you're bringing it up. It gives me heart. Sometimes I get heartburn from pizza.
I like, no.
Do you have it delivered?
No. At my house? Are you kidding? Out where I live?
Do you make it?
I buy it frozen. It's the only way to get it.
So you get it hot out of the oven?
Well, hot out of the microwave.
You would have collapsed last week because Patty went into the kitchen at church to heat up a piece of quiche.
Uh-huh.
And the microwave was broken. and she had to eat it cold.
Ooh. Ooh. Sorry, Pat.
Oh, yeah. So pizza, I really believe pizza needs to be fresh out of the oven and eat it hot instead of having it delivered in a cardboard box.
Stromboli.
Oh, it sounds so yummy.
Oh, I
What's your favorite
stromboli.
Brand of pizza?
Mushroom and cheese.
And who makes it?
I don't know.
You don't know the company?
I like Red Baron.
Red Baron. There you go. There's a shout out for Red Baron pizza. In
it's
a box.
Not a commercial.
Frozen. Bring it home. Pop it in your
microwave.
Or your oven. O-V-E-N.
No,
oven.
No. It's not an air fryer, and it's not exactly an oven. It's just a little
toaster oven.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Toaster oven.
My beautiful daughter, gave me a gift one time where I could get anything from this catalog, and I'm not going to name the catalog.
Okay.
And I thought, well, this is a super catalog. This is a special place. And the only thing I could afford to get was a toaster oven.
But it was a cool purchase, yeah?
It was. Yeah, because I would never have bought it.
Because, too, if you're only two people living at home and you have to turn your oven on all the time, you save electricity by using a toaster oven.
We had just a regular good gas stove. And my husband made us get rid of it because he didn't trust the gas. So, but instead of getting just the top, like I was thinking, he bought one with an oven. Do you know how many times we've used the oven?
How many?
Zip.
Zero?
Zip. Zero.
No oven.
I don't know why that.
You just needed the cooktop.
Yeah.
I understand the fear of gas. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't have any beans in our house. None. I know, but a bump. And here we go. It says here,
oh,
for
I'm
a break.
Sorry.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
There you go.
Here we go. And we are back for the second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. We're here every Thursday morning at 89.7 FM WTBR and our new station in South County, which is
WSBR 88.1 from Lee,
Massachusetts. Welcome. And we have trivia.
We do. Now,
BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear, do you remember that program?
No.
In the TV show BJ and the Bear, who was the bear? The chimpanzee, a bear cub, or a Rottweiler?
Okay.
Darren McGavin played a reporter who investigated crimes of a supernatural nature in which TV show? Kolchak the Night Stalker, Night Gallery, or Dark Shadows? And which variety show ran from 1971 to 74 and featured comedy sketches and musical productions from this husband and wife recording team? Tony Orlando and Dawn, Sonny and Cher, Pink Lady and Jeff.
That's an easy one. I can't wait. The answers will be announced at the end of our show. And if you get them all correct,
you get absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. So I have exhausted what I was doing in the first half of our show. Well, you know what? There's one thing. Things that are the generations to come may miss out on. Real social interaction seems to be missing these days, according to this website. And I don't even know what the website is, but it's people should have long, thoughtful conversations sometimes. Instead, they have shallow conversations and seem to prefer typing out texts rather than an actual phone call. This writer says they'll spend so much money and effort to put something on social media to someone who clicks on their page, but actually they miss simply enjoying the moment. I see people worrying more about taking selfies or videos at events rather than enjoying the event or talking to their companions.
Real life.
Mark and I drove up to Vermont to, I forgot the name of the ski place. We stopped to eat lunch, and there was a family, a woman and her three children having lunch. All four of them were on their phones. All four. Sitting there on their phones. And it broke my heart because it's just like this says, the social interaction is slowly dying.
I agree that schools should go ahead and say no phones in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Or try to get them, you know, I understand the safety part if there's an emergency, and we've had them in schools in our country where the kids got to call 911 or something. It's just hoping to have that kind of effect on the students where they listen to you and say, yes, I will leave my phone on my desk in plain sight so that you don't see that I'm using it. And that's the hard part, controlling that. Yeah, and I'm sad. Okay.
Stud-seeking shaver. That does not mean you're looking for a stud. Stud-seeking shaver. If that old electric shaver just doesn't cut it anymore, don't toss it in the trash. Put it in the toolbox. An old trick for finding studs behind wallboard is to run an electric shaver along the wall. It doesn't matter which part of the shaver touches the wall. The sound the shaver makes will change when it passes over a stud.
Oh.
It'll be less echoey.
Oh, that's really clever.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to buy a stud finder.
And I've done that, and they don't work that all that well for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's the kind that lights up.
Yeah,
when you slide it over
supposedly.
The stud, doesn't work.
And it will light up, but it's not over a stud.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So do you ever knock on the wall to try to find it?
I've heard people doing that, but I've never.
I've tried it, and sometimes it's pretty clear that you're on a stud, but most of the time I can't find it. I love the people who can say, well, the stud is 6 inches off the middle of the main beam. It's 4.5 centimeters to the left.
Well, if you're doing a 16-inch wall.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to tell me that you know how to do that?
Sort of.
Oh, I hate this. Oh, yeah. So 16-inch wall. Let's keep going here.
No, it's...
Is every how many inches when there's a stud? 6?
Towels for Toto.
I think it's great.
Towels for Toto.
Towels for Toto and Toto too.
When you get a look at your dingy worn towels, you might think they're too old to donate even to Goodwill, and most thrift stores would probably agree with you. The local animal shelter, on the other hand, willingly accepts even the most worn towels for cleaning purposes, bedding, and even security blankets for its four-footed residents. Worn fabric, shower curtains, toilet covers, and bath mats may also be welcome. And if you need to find, to find a local animal shelter, look up Humane Society in the Yellow Pages. We don't have Yellow Pages anymore.
We don't have Yellow Pages. I never knew that, and I do have some towels, and they're in good shape, but they're older, and I want to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you really don't want to donate them to people.
Right. But puppies will love
them. The animal shelter, which is right on Barker Road, I think.
I think so.
That's what I'm going to do with mine.
Aww.
And I wonder if that includes sheets. That'll include sheets?
Why not?
I don't know if I can go there. I think I have to drop them off at the door. Because if I see a puppy, it will be really hard.
I have some people that can't come visit me, which is really a good thing. But it's only because I have two cats and they're allergic.
Oh, they're allergic. Oh, I'm thinking of cuddling. The cuddling part. My son has two, I'm trying to think of what they are. They're
lap dogs?
Labradoodles.
Oh,
they're like teddy bears.
They're huge.
And these guys are little.
Yeah.
They're little.
Are they puppies still?
Nah. I think they're full grown. I think they're good. I think they're about a year, maybe a little less than a year. And they're just cuddly. I cuddled them the other day, and it was really dangerous because I start feeling that feeling.
You want to get one.
Yeah, but then it goes away.
Mark probably is happy about that.
So here I have some information. It's called I Grew Up with Frugal Parents, 9 Things They Told Me to Never Waste Money On.
Okay.
And it is, one of the things is don't splurge on name brands.
True.
It says, Sam said her mom taught her to ignore flashy labels to avoid overpaying for the same or even less quality than you would have gotten for cheaper. I remember asking for Air Jordans.
Yep.
When I was a kid because they were cool. The cool kids had them. And she said, no-name sneakers from DSW worked fine while allowing me... I'll just read the next sentence. My mom pointed out... The no-name sneakers from DSW worked fine while allowing me to save up money for more important goals like a car. So
when
this kid,
kid
listened. Well, I don't know how old, but you think if you say to your kid, "I'll buy you the Air Jordans for 100 or whatever they are, or we'll take the 100, we'll put it in here, and collect this money so you can maybe buy a car when you're older." It's hard for a kid to comprehend
right
that kind of future, but good kudos to parents. And if the kids say to you, "Hey, you know, I've got Air Jordans," and you don't, say, "Well, you know what, I'm getting a car." I'm going to be getting a car.
Speaking of that, I got to get mine in.
Pick you up in your Air Jordans and we can go for a ride in my car. All right.
Powder manufacturers have spent millions and millions of dollars designing shakers that dispense evenly and keep moisture locked out. That's what makes an empty plastic baby powder shaker an ideal tool for crafters. These containers will sprinkle anything from glitter to tiny confetti dots evenly, and they won't let moisture gum up the materials in between projects.
Good idea. That's a very good idea. And I love crafting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
I like planning to craft.
I know.
I was just like, I want to go buy some yarn I want to handle it and everything and buy it. But then when I get home, it's like, I don't want to do that.
I know. When I go into Michael's, my brain says, I can do that. I can do that. Look at, here's all the materials for me to do that. And luckily, I don't do that. Or if I see a video of something that someone's making.
Oh, I know.
I can do that. I
want to try it. Yeah.
And then I think, well, what will I do with that after I'm done with that? Do I want that? Or do I want to give that away? So, hey, Save some money. Skip extended warranties, according to this website that I don't have written down here. But it says Sam's dad preached skipping flashy add-ons like extended warranties on big purchases. He said paying $100 up front in case something breaks later made little financial sense. We took our chances about the warranties, and wouldn't you know it, nothing broke down.
I never buy the warranties. Check the dosage. Here's a simple test you can conduct to find out whether you're using too much laundry detergent. Sometimes that is a question. Throw a small towel in with your routine laundry. Once it comes out of the dryer, drop the towel into a sink full of water and squeeze. If it emits a cloud of residue, you cut back on the amount of detergent you put into the washer.
That's a good way to figure that out.
Yeah.
Wonder if you can just do a washcloth or something.
Why not?
Yeah. Do you use the little pods?
I have. And what?
I was told by a person who knows about washing machines that those little pods, if you use cold water, the gel plastic container they're in, whatever that little pocket is they put them
right,
in,
right.
Doesn't dissolve completely.
I have found that to be true in dishwashers.
Oh.
It doesn't always.
Yeah. And I was told that you should use warm water, but I would rather just buy a different kind of soap and not use the warm water and save on the electricity it takes to heat the water.
I have something specifically for you.
It's about organizing?
No.
Uh-oh.
Gardening.
Gardening.
When an old washing machine dies, remove the interior tub from the defunct washer, take it into the backyard, and use it as a planter. It's already nicely perforated for drainage. If you like, dig a round hole the width of the tub and sink it partway into the ground.
We just got rid of our old washing machine.
Oh, wow.
That would be so cool. Dig a hole in the ground. You're right. It's perforated all over the place.
You can spray paint the outside if you want to.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. So I use an app called, oh, my gosh. It's the neighbors. Next Door. It's called Next Door.
Okay, I know that.
That's a great app. So you can go on Next Door and you can just put it out there and say, hey, I'm looking for a washing machine drum. Anybody have one? And it's amazing. You get so many great responses, and they're people that are mostly local.
Free cycle, too.
And free cycle. F-R-E-E cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a great idea. And you know what else I'm thinking of? If you do that in your landscaping, that drum is big enough to be able to plant flowers in it if you sink it into the ground, and it's got the drainage, and voles can't get in to eat the roots of your plants.
Mm-hmm.
The voles and the moles that go underneath and go at the roots,
yeah,
or they
yeah.
go to your bulbs. I've had bulbs moved around. I'll plant bulbs in a circle, and I'll find tulips all over the place.
I didn't know I had moles until I put out bird seed.
And then what happened?
They dig holes and come up to the surface and grab the seed.
See? So if you have a washing machine drum,
mm-hmm.
they can't get in, and there's plenty of room in there for the roots of the plant. Okay. If anybody has a washing machine drum, please email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
I'll take it.
Do you know something else you should save that you don't think about saving? Come with the washer. The lint, the dryer lint. Keep it because it's highly, highly flammable.
Oh.
You can use it to start fires in your fireplace or
with your Doritos?
Well, if you rip off the lid from a cardboard, not foam, egg carton, and toss the top into the recycling bin, stuff a tight ball of lint into each of the 12 buckets in the bottom of the egg carton. Light a candle and drip the wax over each ball of lint till it's thoroughly coated. And then when you want to make a fire in your fireplace, put one of those in, it'll be roaring in no time.
That is really clever. That's really, really clever. I wonder how much wax it takes. Is it time for us to take a break?
No.
Did we take one already?
We already took one. We're almost done.
Okay. Pack your lunch. This is being frugal now. Bagging lunch reflected a non-negotiable frugal habit for me back home. This is from a guy named Sam. My dad refused to waste $5 a day on school cafeteria food, even when I craved the tasty food my friends bought. Shout out.
Was it $5 a day?
It was $5 a day for this person. Where do they live, in
wow.
California?
I guess.
And it said, I survived just fine on my dad's PB&Js. Well, I think today school lunch is free.
Most schools.
For us, it was a quarter. Do you remember that?
I don't remember what it was for us.
It was a quarter. And it was, I got to tell you, I loved school cafeteria food. I did. I don't know what was wrong with me. There wasn't anything.
It was better. Somebody else cooked it, and it was warm, and it was easy.
I loved the smell of the cafeteria.
I worked in the cafeteria.
Did you? Was it fun?
No.
Oh, okay. They didn't have microwaves, did they?
No.
Oh.
No, but I was carrying trays and doing the washing, the dishes, that kind of thing.
I would love that. Maybe that would be a good job for me, working a lunch. I don't know.
Maybe.
Packing. Oh, I loved it when my mother packed my lunch. And it was only one year that I had to have my lunch packed. And I had a little thermos, you know, she'd put soup in it. I can still see it. And the tin lunch pail and my little thermos and my peanut butter and jelly, grape jelly on white bread. And the jelly would soak through the bread and the bread would be all wet with grape jelly. And I loved it.
There you go.
There you go.
Talk about your memories.
Yeah.
Hey, make a heat shield. This is for you, too, because you're an ironer. A lot of the heat generated by your iron gets absorbed by the ironing board and is wasted, meaning your iron has to work longer and harder than necessary. To make it more efficient, wrap your ironing board in aluminum foil, shiny side up, underneath the cover. This will reflect more heat back onto the clothing you're ironing.
Well,
you probably already knew that.
I didn't. And it's really funny because I was ironing something the other day and I kept thinking, why is this just not ironing really good? Do I need a new iron? And I think it's because the cover doesn't have, sometimes you would buy the cover and the heat shield piece would be part of the set. But this
one didn't have
this. Just has a pad. It's not that. And I remember those. They were silver heat shields and you put it on and then you put the cover over it. So that is something that I'm going to do and I won't forget.
Okay. What is it now?
Heat shield, aluminum foil.
Okay.
Over the.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. Heat shield and washer tubs, washing machine tubs. Hey, it says here, make your coffee at home.
I do.
It's frugal. You know, everybody goes out for Starbucks and goes out for Dunkin' Donuts, and that gets expensive.
Ooh, Dunkin' Donuts I like.
Yeah, every day it adds up. Make your coffee at home, and we actually have started making our coffee at home, and it's really cool. And Mark will actually set it all up at night. I have a percolator, and he has a percolator, the old Farberware silver percolator.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And he sets it all up, and there's a little timer, and it clicks on in the morning, and I can hear it bubbling, and I love it. And it's just something really cool about having coffee at home.
So why do you have two of them?
Because he likes his coffee very, very weak, almost like tea. Oh, you coffee drinkers out there. Really. It's like he waves the coffee grounds over the water.
Oh.
And I like mine a little stronger.
Sure.
So that's why we have two. Good question.
There you go.
They're very, very observant. Good question.
This one is another one for you, because you've already explained some of it.
Okay.
Doesn't it feel silly to dry a shirt and then, when it comes time to iron it, squirt it with water all over again? This is not only extra work for your dryer, but your iron too. The solution? Pull items that you need to iron out of the dryer while they're still damp. Clothing will start out with fewer wrinkles, so the ironing will go more quickly, which means you'll get more mileage out of your iron.
Well, when I'm doing very well with the laundry, because I'm one of those people that will put the laundry in the washer and then throw it in the dryer, and it'll sit in the dryer for 2 days. So
yeah.
Mark takes things out of the dryer immediately. I have learned, as all of you probably know, if you're there and you have stuff in the dryer that needs to be ironed, if you get it out of the dryer quick, hang it on a hanger, you probably won't have to iron it.
If you can do it that quickly.
Mm-hmm. You have to be home. Sometimes I even take them out. Yeah, of course you have to be home. While the dryer is still spinning, I might take them out. You can also shop secondhand. I know some people that shop secondhand and get some really cool stuff. So this gentleman recalls how, this girl recalled how her family prioritized shopping at secondhand stores before considering anything new at retail prices. And she says, my parents taught me to check Goodwill, another place called Out of the Closet, and consignment shops to save literal loads of cash on cool clothes and some home goods. Many items still have plenty of life left if you're willing to hunt for gems and hand-me-downs.
I love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Retro stores and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Save tons of money.
And. In the TV show, BJ and the Bear, what was the bear?
I think the bear was a chimp.
Ta-da!
Okay. All right, got that one.
Darren McGavin played a reporter who investigated crimes on a supernatural nature. Which TV show?
So I think Dark Shadows was a soap opera.
Kinda.
And I picked that first, but I changed it to Night Gallery.
It's actually Kolchak.
Wow.
The Night Stalker, which I've never heard of.
Me either.
Okay, and this one I know you've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Which variety show ran from 71 to 74 with comedy sketches and husband and wife?
I got you, babe.
You got it, babe.
Good one.
That's the one.
All right, we are done for the day. Thank you for listening. WTBR 89.7 FM and
WSBR 88.1 from Lee. And we're by. Oh, bygone.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.